Good morning and happy last Sunday in the month of February for 2021. I'd like to talk to you today about fashion. Now, anybody who knows me is probably giggling right now that I want to talk to you about fashion, because the truth is, when it comes to what I wear, I'm pretty darn plain. I've even been accused, and actually I'm okay with, the fact that my favorite color is gray. And you're more likely to find me in sweatpants and a t-shirt than any current trendy outfit. But I don't want you to think I've never thought about what it was like to wear something fashionable or cool. In fact, I specifically remember a time when I was maybe in the 6th or 7th grade, roughly 1,000 years ago, when for my birthday it was extremely important, to me at least, that I get a jacket that was definitely in style at the time. Now let me stop for a moment and share part of the scripture reading from Mark today. In the scripture, the Bible tells us, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and forfeit their soul?" Now the scripture could be talking about gaining power or being famous, or it could mean having all the cool things in the stores, like toys and tech and, yes, clothes. So let's back up to my middle school fashion extravaganza. Interestingly, the jacket I had, or that I got, had a label on it on the front that said, in small white letters on a small black label, "Members only." Yes, this let your friends know that the jacket was the real deal. Sporting one of these trendy and timeless members only jackets basically meant you were in the club. And if you didn't have it on, then you weren't in the club. I even remember the choices of colors. There were, like, I don't know, 15 or more. And I chose burgundy, which is like red, dark red. And it was weird because I'm just not even a burgundy wearing kind of person. But it was so important that I become a member. My fashion sense in middle school, what does it have to do with the scripture today in Mark? It seems a little bit easy. You see, the jacket was actually ugly to me, but wearing it, I thought, made me cool, but it really didn't. It didn't allow me to make my own choice. It didn't let me choose for myself what jacket I really wanted to wear. And the color, I didn't even like the color. And I guess it fit me okay, but I'd seen so many of them, I was just one of the sheep in a herd trying to be like everybody else. And I should mention, the jacket wasn't cheap, so I could have gotten 3 things for the cost of 1, perhaps. And finally, my fashion faux pas, which is fancy Nancy speak for mistake, it was exclusive, right? Like only a cool group of people had it. But that's not the way we should be either. I don't think Jesus is telling us, hey, you can't look nice, you can't have nice things. I don't even think he is saying people can't be successful. I think what he's saying is that we shouldn't follow the world for fashion, for power, for being in clubs. We should follow his words, his message. The part of the scripture that says, forfeit your soul. Again, kind of a big set of words that basically says, be yourself and let yourself belong to God. Follow the 10 commandments. Remember the Beatitudes. Don't wear an ugly, expensive jacket for members only, but love people, share with people, and be kind to everyone. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for your lessons, and we pray that we will follow the scripture and your example and be our best in your eyes, not the world's. Amen.